everybody. It is your girl. Just kidding. I ain't your girl. Sheesh. I'm my own girl. Just kidding. Well, it is a lovely, bright and early. Not really, because this is kind of like the lunch rant, but... And it's not bright. Man, I'm starting out lying to y'all on this podcast, huh? All right. So, it's not bright and early. It's actually cloudy and fucking pouring cats and dogs. And it's Thursday. You know what that means? It ain't mother freaking Friday. But we're almost there. We're almost there. Should be Friday, but it's not. So, yeah. Anyway, I know it's been a while since y'all heard from me and my notorious lunch rants, you know what I'm saying? So I figured I'd come talk to y'all. You know, I took a break. Well, obviously, my lunch break. But I didn't have, like, that much to do on my lunch break. Normally, I gotta go and take out our pup and eat some food. But I got to stay at work and eat my food and take a little nappy nap because I was tired. But I really wanted to touch on a subject. Ooh, who's that? Sorry, there was somebody walking behind my car, y'all. I was about to go into kung fu status, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm just kidding. I wanted to talk about something. I know in my last few rants, I know that there was, like, y'all know the issue, the personal issue going on with me regarding my biological dad. I'm not here to rant about that. However, I am here to put closure on it. Because it's been a few months. It's been a few months. You know, I've had a lot of time to think and process this ordeal or experience, whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. Yeah, I went through all the emotions of it. You know, there was sadness, happiness, excitement. There was curiosity, and there was just, you know, even though I did not get my questions answered of, like, what I really, the real purpose of me reaching out to him. The thing is, you know what? I did it. It's done. It is what it is. You know, I'm grown. I'm a grown-ass adult. And I know my first podcast regarding the subject, you know, I grew up with amazing grandparents. And my whole purpose of me reaching out to my biological father was not to so I can have a dad. No, I already had a dad. You know, that's my grandfather. He raised me. He was there for me. He was my dad. So my whole purpose was not to reach out to him because I needed a father. My whole purpose of reaching out to him was because I needed answers as to why he wasn't there. And in looking back at it now, he gave me my answer without him telling me. He didn't want to be there. And, you know, you can't force other people to do anything, but you can let them know, like, you can let them know how you're feeling. And I had to learn that about myself in this process because, like I said, I always put other people's feelings ahead of mine. I always put mine to the back burner, and I've always, like, I don't want to make anybody feel any type of way. I don't want to make anybody feel bad, negative, none of that. I always put my feelings to the side, and I always deal with it internally, and I don't express it. And that's not good. That's not healthy. Shoot. A bitch be learning some stuff. Okay. Anyway. I know I'm not the only one that goes through this type of experience. I know there's a lot of people out there who don't have their biological father. And who might be in the same boat as me, to where a relative took over that father figure role, or their mother is their father figure role because they're living in a single parent home. And it's really hard to say don't beat yourself up about it, because it is not your fault, because every day you feel like it is your fault. you feel like, okay, what was so wrong with me that you didn't want to be a part of my life? Or what was so wrong with me that you didn't care to like stick around or even like keep in touch or anything? So I know it's very hard to say, you know, it's not your fault and you're not responsible for this situation because you're going through those emotions. But there is something there. It is not our fault, people. It is not our fault. You know, they're the assholes that left. They were supposed to take care of us. But instead, you know, they chose to do what they wanted to do. And at the end of the day, yeah, we suffered. But guess what? We can overcome it. So it was dealt out to us. And we just gotta work through some shit and get through it in the end. Because it's very hard to keep those emotions bottled up inside, because I did that for my entire life. I bottled it. I put it to the side. I put it in the back of my mind. I talked myself out of things that pertain to the situation. But at the end of the day, do all you can that's within your power, so then you can say, you know what, you did everything that you could. And the problem does not lie within yourself, it lies within that other person. That's the best advice that I could give anybody. Anybody. Like, do what you can. If you felt like you've done enough and you felt like, you know, you did your part, you did do your part. And if that other person did not reciprocate that, well, guess what? That's their loss and that's their issue to deal with. You know, that doesn't make anything look bad on you. It doesn't make anything, you know, negative towards you. The point is you try. And if anybody wants to make you feel any type of way, you don't need them. I'm just saying. Well, y'all. It was nice talking to you. Hopefully our next podcast is gonna be, well, I know for sure our next podcast is gonna be lit, yo. We are gonna talk about some ish. I need my co-host, you know what I'm saying? Because I think you guys, I don't like doing this shit by myself. Sometimes, you know, when I need to, when I need to rant, if my co-host worked in the same place as I did and we had the same lunch, we'd be doing this shit together. But we don't. Ain't that a shame? He's probably like, thank God. Just kidding. Anyway, guys, stay positive, be happy, be merry, and do not let the bullshit get to you. If you can change it, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Don't sulk in anything. Because you're just adding more stress and emotions to yourself. So, if there's a change and you can do a change and it's not something that is permanent, there's no need to worry about it, sweetheart. All right. Bye, guys. Have a good day. I hope the rest of your day is fun. I don't know if I meant to say fart or fun. I said both of them. But yeah, go on. Go fart all day, too. Bye, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.